Okay, welcome everyone. Thanks so much for being here. This is our Board of Commissioners meeting held most weeks. And the date is, hang on, okay, my paper after all the other. Yeah, Tuesday, March 28, 2023 at 10 o'clock. We are in our Davis County Administration Building at 61 South Main Street, Suite 303. And I don't believe we've received any comments for the public today. So we will have our opening. And let's see, Brian Hatch, would you mind leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance, our Director of Public Health?
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, as the first item, we will have next week's commission meeting be canceled. We won't have a quorum of commissioners here in town. So that's the first item. And then secondly, B, we have a notice of intent to engage presented by our auditor, Curtis Cook.
Yes, sir.
Yes, commissioners, you have before you today a notice of intent to engage in contract negotiations for landscape services for county-owned properties. We appreciate all of the companies that put in RFPs, but the selection committee has come back with a recommendation to work with Brightview Landscape Services, Inc. To negotiate a contract and move forward.
Terrific. Thanks, Curtis. Next is our public comment period. Is there anyone here wanting to speak to the commissioners for 3 minutes? Rhonda, yes?
I was going to maybe fly under the radar today. I was just here, but that's okay. I'm Rhonda Perks. I'm here representing Congressman Chris Stewart. Just by way of update, some of you may know that the Congressman was asked to be on a committee in the House that is overseeing just some questioning of a number of government agencies that may have overstepped their bounds a little bit in terms of their judicial responsibilities. So he is doing that, and you know, we want to make sure that there's plenty of oversight that we're not infringing on too many on the rights that people need to have. So I know there was some questioning last week. You can find some of that online, but he is definitely concerned with some of the things that they found in terms of releasing private information, you know, things like that. So he's working on that among many other things. So we had a great public town hall about a week ago in Salt Lake. He answered lots of good questions, and this is a full week of voting. So thank you so much for all that you do, and I always keep him informed of the great things that are happening in Davis County.
Thank you so much for being the liaison. We really appreciate it, Rhonda. Okay, there's no other comments. We'll move on to our business in action. Starting at the beginning of the alphabet with animal care, our director, Ashley Young, has a couple items.
Thank you and good morning, commissioners. The first item on the agenda today is the approval of the February 2023 adoption contracts. This began February 1st and went through February 28th of 2023. We did have 86 adoptions, 46 cats, 39 dogs, and one rabbit. The second item on the agenda is the acceptance of the Memorandum of Understanding with Rough Haven Crisis Sheltering for the operation of a pet vaccine clinic for Davis County residents. This has been through the commission once before, but we did have a date change, so this is now being held on April 23rd of 2023.
Very good. Thanks, Ashley.
I make a motion we approve items 1 and 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Next item is one thing from the attorney's office, and Chief Civil Deputy Neil Geddes will present.
We're actually going to ask Chief Craig Webb from our office to provide some information on this MOU.
Awesome. Thank you, Craig. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's the system's block. It's basically a camera system that government agencies and private agencies have been purchasing to help with security. I don't know if you've heard about it or seen some of it. Sometimes it's listed as license plate readers or LPRs, they'll call them. Flock, the system that we're interested in entering into an agreement with, is only to view. We're not purchasing anything from them. We're not obligated to pay them anything or a long-term contract, or even we can exit a contract at any time if we want. It's not even a contract, it's a memorandum of understanding. Basically, it gives us access to view footage that other government agencies have collected through their purchase of the Flock system. For instance, I believe North Salt Lake is using it, Centerville's using it, Clinton City's using it. I think there's 24 different agencies in the state of Utah that currently have purchased and have cameras in various locations with high crime or problem areas. We are interested in using it as an investigative tool. Flock allows us to enter into an MOU with them, which gives us access to all those other agencies' information for a period of, I think, 30 days is what that information is only available for. And we can use that as an investigative tool rather than doing mountains of surveillance trying to find a particular vehicle. For instance, if a license plate reader, if a vehicle passes it, it captures an image of the vehicle. It does not run the license plate. It doesn't give back any information of the registered owner. That's still up to the law enforcement officer or the investigator to do their due diligence, have a cause to look at it, and then run that information through USAGIS. You can also do a description of a vehicle also, rather than just the number of vehicle that's got some damage to it or a sticker on it.
So. One thing I'll just add is we modified this MOU so that our investigators in the attorney's office as well as law enforcement with DCSO can utilize this information.
Great. Any other questions?
I'll move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. I've actually mentioned already number five. One further out from the commission office. Looking ahead, we have an approval of the cancellation of the May 16th, 2023 commission meeting. Oh, okay. So that's number five.
Number four, Curtis.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. Yeah, I skipped over four. Curtis, auditor's office has an item.
I didn't notice he was sitting there either.
Always lurking. Why is that so true? Commissioners, you have for your consideration today, we have a scope of work that is being presented for use of state and local fiscal recovery funds, or SLFRA funds. This is with South Davis Sewer, and the purpose of the project is to do an upgrade. They're using the $1 million that is being recommended for the architectural work and the design work to expand the biological capacity to meet permit requirements associated with nutrient limits mandated by the state of Utah for nitrogen and phosphorus, and provide adequate service for to approximately the year 2050. So once again, this is a generational program. We're using these one-time funds for broad-reaching community generational projects that will benefit the citizens of Davis County long term, as we anticipate they will be paying for it long term through the federal government. So,
great. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you. I'll move approval item four.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now I have five, the approval of the cancellation of the May 16th, 2023 commission meeting. I believe that's the Western Interstate Regional Conference. Yeah, for the National Association of Counties.
Make the motion to approve.
Very good.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Now I do have two more.
Two more.
Yeah. So six is approval of the appointment of David J. Toon, whom we have interviewed as commissioners, as a member of the Bountiful Irrigation District Board of Trustees. So the terms are beginning April 12th, 2023 to April 12th, 2027. So that's a 4-year term. And it was wonderful to meet him. Very knowledgeable person. Number 7 is approval of the agreement with the State Department of Health and Human Services providing additional funding to the Davis County Health Department to develop a comprehensive approach to suicide prevention that aligns with the Utah Suicide Prevention Plan. This is within the commission category. Did I take something that's accurate?
It's a contract through DHHS.
Yeah.
Generally, it's been to behavioral health.
Thank you. Explanation from Director of Public Health that it's traditionally been through Davis Behavioral Health, and I often present for Davis Behavioral Health. That makes sense. So this is terms pass-through funding in the amount of $40,500 beginning July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. So I'll take a motion for 6 and 7.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 6 and 7.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. So next is our community and economic development, still continuing to win with the number of items on the agenda. Director Ken Anderson.
Thank you, Commission. Appreciate that. It's nice to have a nice, easy drive-in this morning.
Yes,
I'm
it was.
Many of you agree. So I had to go to a dentist appointment yesterday morning over off of 193 from Centerville. That was an interesting adventure, but Fruit Heights is wonderful when you've got that level of snow on the road, and it's just wonderful.
It's pretty. If you could get through it.
If you could get through. Commission, you have a handful of items for your consideration. Item number 8 is an approval of the Community Development Block Grant, Program Year 2022, subrecipient agreement with Centerville City to replace approximately 12 sidewalk ramps in various parts of the city with ADA-compliant sidewalk ramps, payable in the amount of $106,345 beginning 1-1-2023 to 12-31-2023. Item number 9. It's an authorization of a pre-award grant application with the Department of Energy for the Energy Efficient Conservation Block. Terms, and this is if awarded, would be receivable in the amount of $248,800. So this would be a project that the county would then receive and then sub-award with Centerville City for energy efficient lighting upgrades of the Centerville City Park. Item number 10 is authorization of the grant application to the Department of Defense Office of Local Defense Community Collaboration for a Diversification and Modernization Grant. Terms, again, if awarded, would be receivable in the amount of $450,000. So very similar to the prior one, is the county would be the recipient and then a sub-award with the Utah Advanced Materials and Manufacturing Initiative. And this idea of this grant would be to help manufacturing and technology companies build resilience in the supply chain, particularly as it relates to support of companies that support Hill Air Force Base. Item number 11, this was is a supplement to contract 2023-120. It was inadvertently not received from UDOT, but they would like us to execute a waiver of right of first consideration for a tax sale parcel of land known as tax ID number 13076-0070, sold to the Utah Department of Transportation for the right-of-way of 1800 North as part of the I-15-1800 North Interchange Project. So this is that 18 square feet of property. I don't think if that came back on the for available for purchase, that would be one we would want to jump on. So this would waive our first right of refusal. Item number 12 is an approval of the Software as a Service Agreement with Tempest Inc. for Customer Relation Management, or CRM, software for marketing and sales in the Tourism Division. Terms payable in the first year in the amount of $9,000, and then for the next 4 would be $6,000 annually, beginning 3/28/2023 to 3/31/2028. Item number 13 is an approval of a renewal amendment to the agreement with UTA to provide ski bus service from Layton Front Runner Station to Snow Basin Ski Resort for the 2022-2023 season. Terms payable in the amount of $49,530.90, beginning 12/7/2022 to 11/30/2023. This is a cost that we split equally with Layton and Snow Basin. It's kind of fun, so we'd actually just extended the contract from December 10th, and now it goes to April 9th. So this will be the longest ski service that we have provided, and certainly the longest season for Snow Basin. So very exciting for them.
Amazing.
Item number 14 is an approval of a letter of concurrence and match agreement through the Wasatch Front Regional Council's Transportation and Land Use Connection, or the TLC program, to develop an active transportation plan for Davis County. The total amount is $250,000. The county is required to have a 10% match, or $25,000. So the terms would be receivable in the amount of $225,000, beginning 3/28/2023 to 3/28/2025. So it's exciting that we were able to get this awarded and develop the active transportation plan. A lot of our communities have their own active transportation plan. The idea with this would be to bring it together collectively for the whole county, provide recommendations for priority projects that then we could bring to the commission to start investing some of the funds that we have set aside for active transportation projects.
You know, Kent, if I'm not mistaken, that actually the TLC program was originally set up with the Wasatch Front as almost a test type thing, which you, along with Layton City, were the first ones to utilize it, if my memory is correct.
Yeah.
And how the legislature has gone ahead and has helped funding this for the success that it's brought to a lot of communities throughout the state.
That's very much correct, Commissioner. Thank you. We've had the opportunity to partner several times on TLC, both through communities that I've worked with and also through Davis County. In fact, our West Davis Corridor Market Study was a TLC grant. So this is a great program and a great partner. Item number 15 is an approval of the Legacy Event Center vacant position conversion. So this is following up from a budget committee presentation on March 13th, where it was a positive recommendation to convert a full-time event center grounds worker to the new campus operations manager. Item number 16 is approval of the 2023 Great Salt Lake Bird Festival donation agreement with Chevron. Terms receivable amount of $3,000 beginning 5/18/2023 to 5/21/2023. Item number 17, approval of the standard service provider contract with Fiona Gologli to be the 2023 GSL Bird Festival opening night speaker. Terms in the payable in the amount of $900 beginning 5/18/2023 to 5/21/2023. Finally, number 18, approval of the standard service provider contract with Mark Stackhouse to be the 2023 GSL Bird Festival keynote speaker and field trip guide. Terms payable amount of $1,600 beginning 5/18/2023 to 5/21/2023.
And these last two, what are they just well-known board watchers? They have some story they love or what?
A little bit of both. Yeah, they've got expertise. I believe that our final one, Mark, is particular to owls. And so he's got several field trips that he'll be leading, but then also serving as the keynote.
I make a motion we approve items 8 through 18.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Kent. Let's see, our golf course, there you are, Dustin. Our golf course director, Dustin Boak, has 19 through 21.
Kent, you do so good, you should probably just rag about mine and Brian's.
Yeah,
so.
He's an expert at it.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Let's see, I have three items here for you. The first two are kind of linked together. They're standard service provider contracts with Dryjet Turf Services to aerate the Davis Park and Valley View's putting greens. It's a new system we're going to try this year. Basically, we don't punch the greens. It injects the sand in, so we won't have downtime. Both of those have been approved in the budget, so you can see for Davis Park, it's $7,800. The date will be June 20th, and then Valley View will be the next day for $9,000 on June 23rd. Cost differences, Valley View's putting greens are bigger, so it's a square footage. Okay, and then on the item 21 is approval of a standard service contract with GPS As-Build to design the irrigation system for the Davis Park driving range. As all of you know, that we're under a major renovation there, and this wonderful winter we've had is...
Actually, testing your patience. Let's just finish the sentence.
Personally, I'm quite tired of hearing how successful the ski season's been. So. No, we need the water. So, as you know, we'll be busy some of the day about that. So, GPS As-Built, this is Jim Ruel and his company. He's basically the guy here in the Intermountain West that does golf course specific irrigation. So, any projects in the state, they call Jim. Jim's going to come in and design our irrigation system. Plus, inside of that contract, he's going to be kind of the on-hands. He will map it out once we get a contractor in place to do the irrigation, so he'll oversee. And typically kind of what happens is Jim gets hired by the contractor, but we pay for it either way. So we decided to go and hire him to actually be kind of be our liaison when the contract start when the contractor starts doing the irrigation. So those are our three for the golf courses.
Okay. Both approval items 19 through 21.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Did you have a question, Commissioner?
I was just curious, you know, where the greens are bigger, you ever thought about making the cup bigger on the bigger greens?
We do that for all the tournaments that you play in, Bob.
That still hasn't helped. No,
thank you.
Thank you.
Can the snow stop?
Yeah, well, yes, we are all hoping for spring real soon here. Okay, our Health Department Director, Brian Houch, has 22 to 26 for us.
Morning, Commission. A few items here. The first is a award of Intermountain Healthcare funding our senior service expansion of our evidence-based program in the amount of $5,000 beginning 3-1 of 2023. This is just allows additional classes to be put on for our evidence-based classes we hold for the seniors.
Terrific. Do we provide the trainers, or do they somehow provide trainers, or is it just the funding that they provide?
This is just for us to hold additional classes that they can refer to.
Yes.
Patients that they see.
Yeah, thank you.
The next is a grant award with NACHO, with National Association of County and City Health Officials, for a scholarship opportunity to support in obtaining a certification in infection control. This in the amount of $2,500 beginning 3-8-2023 and running through 6-30. We have three or four of our staff going through studying for that, and this will just pay for their exam and certifications. The next is an amendment with the aging waiver with the Utah Department of Health and Human Service, increasing our funding in the amount of $21,754 beginning 7-1 of 22, running through 6-30 of 2023. Add extra money and they're passing it through to the locals. The next is an approval with the Utah Department of Health and Human Service Amendment, increasing our funding of the CDC vaccine distribution funds within our senior services in the amount of $10,000 beginning 7-1 of 22, running through 6-30 of 22. That doesn't look right, the dates there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to check on the dates there for you.
Okay.
I think that's the last contract. And they're extending it to 6:30, I believe, 22. So I'll check on that one. And the last one is approval of the Utah Department of Health and Human Services Population Health Infrastructure contract for 2023 receivable in the amount of $1,021,757 beginning 1/15 of 23.
7/1/22 to 6/30/23.
You got it?
Yeah, we do have it now. Thanks, Brian. We both were looking, Commissioners. You said the last one, though. Did you get through the terms of 26?
Yeah, one runs 1/15 to 23 through 11/30 of 27. This is a 5-year grant. We receive the majority of this up front. $900,000 is there for us to spend over the 5 years, and then there's a chunk for $40,000 that renews every year. This is basically new funds that really support our the infrastructure that we built during COVID. So this is workforce development, training, extending some of our key positions. We'll be extending our performance management and quality improvement position, as well as our workforce development person. And then the rest will be put into the employees.
That's terrific. So that's coming from the state.
CDC and
they got money from federally. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, so yes, we looked at the other contract number 25. So it's beginning. It does say July 1st of 2022, but ending June 30th of 2023. Does that sound better?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I'll make a motion. We approve items 22 through 26.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Brian. From the Sheriff's Office, we have our Chief Deputy Andy Oblad with 27 through, oh, you've got a good list. You're contending today, aren't you?
Yes.
So through 36.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Andy Oblad. The first, number 27, is an approval of summary list of high school and college interns that participated in a ride-along and or job observance program at the Sheriff's Office for the 2022-2023 school year. We have an intern program that's going quite well.
Good.
28 is tied to that approval of the waiver to participate in Davis County Sheriff's Office ride-along program. 29 has 17 participants for the SCRAM program. This is the approval of release of liability, waiver of rights, and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, or SCRAM. Terms are receivable in a varied amount based on tests used and monitoring fees based upon final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program.
Okay.
Number 30 is the approval of the agreement with United States Marshals Services for the housing, safekeeping, sustenance, and care of federal prisoners. Terms is receivable in an amount of $96 per day per inmate, up to 200 inmates, and $39 per hour for guard / transportation fees. This begins upon the final signature and runs for 36 months from that date. So we've had a current contract, but Joseph and Chief Butcher have been working to get this new contract in place.
Great.
Chief.
Yes.
Can I just say thank you to Joseph and Chief Butcher? This is a big deal, and I don't want it to just get buried. But this has been a lot of hard work, and this is very impactful for the county long-term budgetary. So thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. 31 is the approval of a training reimbursement agreement with Sebastian Zachary Jensen for LEO law enforcement officer training at POST. The two-year time commitment will begin upon graduation. Terms are payable in the amount of $13,805 beginning March 9th, 2023 through March 9th of 2025. Number 32 is the approval of artwork donation from 710 Custom Woodworking was made to the Sheriff's Office on March 4th of 2023. Number 33 is the approval of transfer assumption of liability, indemnification, and animal adoption agreement with Deputy Barney for the transfer of ownership of K-9 Doug. Terms are beginning March 16th of 2023.
So is that a retirement?
Doug hasn't reached retirement age. He just couldn't do it as a sniffer dog. Went through the training and was not a good fit for Doug. So Doug's now going to be a member of canine officer Barney's family.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We're just glad he has a home.
He has a good home. And
that's a very cute name, D-U-G, Doug.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know if he's going to dig up Barney's yard or what's going to happen, but that was a good win-win for us. Number 34 is tied to that, approval of a donation from Lamar Gamison of a police canine to the Davis County Sheriff's Office. And terms are receivable in the amount of $5,000. So that's going to be our replacement canine for now.
Okay.
Number 35, approval of a standard service provider contract with Motorola Solutions Incorporated for local repair with an on-site response for the Davis County Sheriff's Office phone lines and emergency phone lines. The terms are payable in the amount of $9,659.10 beginning 3/28/23 through the end of the year, 12/31/2023. And number 36 is the approval of amendment to contract with Combustion and Control Service, changing the deadline. Terms are payable in the amount of $382,000 beginning today, 3/28/23 through June 30th of 2023.
Great.
That's it.
That's it.
I'll make a motion we approve items 27 to 36.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we approve the commission minutes for February 28th, 23, March 7th, 23, March 14th, 23, the work session minutes for March 7th, 23 and March 14th, 23 as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move that recess to Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration under your auditor adjustments for the Board of Equalization, one tax exemption request and recommend for approval. Under appeals, you have a report with various appeals that are recommended for approval. And then under corrections, you have four corrections for granting residential exemption for the year 2022 and 16 veteran exemption tax abatements. And that is your property tax register for March
28th,
2023.
Thank you, Curtis.
Move approval. Of the registry.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain on this one. There is a family member that's listed on here.
Okay.
And I think probably best for me too.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds great. Perfect. Thank you. I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think Randy beat Bob to the second.
That's all right.
Just for the minutes. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Great meeting. Went through very efficiently. There might be comments today. Let's see. Anything from the clerk? Anything from the auditor?
No comment. Thank you.
Okay. Our attorney? All right. Commissioner?
So the last couple of weeks have been to a few water meetings. We had a Great Salt Lake symposium. The governor came and spoke at that one, and he made sure to point out that, you know, prayers do work. But need to subside because he got criticized quite a bit last year saying, you know, asking everybody for prayers. And now he's like, nanner, nanner, nanner. But but that was through the U of U crowd. That's who the crowd was at. But with all the snow and everything else, we're still not out of our drought territory. You know, the lake will probably come up a foot or two. We need 3 to 4 years of consistency to what we've had in this last year to get the lake up to a substantial level that it needs to be to take care of all the problems that we have out there with the dust and the mitigation problems that we see out there. A lot of great studies on Owens Lake and some of these other salt lakes that are like similar to ours have dried up and how they're trying to resolve the issues that they have. But their answer is still water. Getting water to the lake to cover up those problematic areas is the solution. It's very expensive what they're trying to do in Owens Lake to try to mitigate it, and water still is the main thing. As for our own irrigation seasons, we've had a work session this morning talking about flooding, just to make sure that we're all prepped, and our public works have assured us that they're doing a great job of making sure the channels are clear, and we ask the public to go out there and make sure there's nothing, no debris in the channels to make sure it can have a clean flow of water going through there. We don't need any picnic tables washing up on our collection basins. And so, again, this will be an interesting season. Hope for a mild runoff, and so that's what we're all hoping for, as there still continue to be more storms coming, and we haven't reached our peak yet. But we're in record territory, which is great, and it's a great blessing to have all that water, and just a matter of just let it flow gently to the lake.
Thank you. Commissioner Stevenson.
Yes, I have one comment. Commissioner Elliott, I noticed you parked in my place this morning, and I wondered why you threw the entire parking system off outside here.
I did do that. I was like, Bob needs to park differently today. Let's just do that.
That's all.
It's good to experience change here and there.
And then Commissioner Stevenson gave you a pair of glasses. I noticed yesterday from the Wasatch Front Regional Council that you had a new pair of glasses.
You
do. That's true, too.
It looks nice.
I didn't know you were a brunette.
Well, I'm glad you got your new glasses. Good job. All right, I'm just going to add just a little bit with the water and the fantastic work session that we had. We have our work cut out for us as a county to really get the word out. There's a few very important public information kinds of things to understand because I didn't live in Utah in 83, but I still know about the 83 floods. Like, they're very well known. But after the 83 floods, the state required counties to create a lot more infrastructure for flood channels. Davis County has 26 channels that that were created back in that day after the 83 floods. And those have been tested and performed very well in 100-year events since that infrastructure went in. So we talked about that. We talked about that it is still some unknown territory because even though We've had levels of snowpack and levels of water in that pack in the upper elevations before that are similar to what we have now. There's more in the low to mid elevation. There's more snow and water there right now. And things that we cannot measure because they're future, you know, what's it going to do with rains on top of snowpack? What's it going to do as we thaw? Will it be a measured gradual thaw or will heat come rapidly? All of that can impact the flood potential. So like commissioners said, that is our public works department. They do great work. Something else that's really important that people may not realize is that even though there's been some of our cities make available the sandbagging opportunity, really there's maybe kind of an art to sandbagging. They are to protect homes next to doorways, next to window wells. Is the very best place for people to, if they have had flooding in their properties before, when there's been heavy rains, then sandbags can be helpful and protective in those spots. But it's very easily difficult when people unwittingly, unknowingly, with good intentions, will sandbag right along where these channels exist, and then we've already been finding Public Works says. Empty bags in the channels, creating debris, and that's what we do not want. So our auditor, he came up with a little slogan in our meeting, free the debris, and not a bad one there, Curtis. We've already had some education from Public Works, and several departments will help to get this out, including to the media, that one of the very best and safest ways that we as property owners can help the effort to not add to flooding potential is to keep all of the drains clear. If people live close to the channels, to not encroach and have property down by the channels that can go into into the channel and then create problems with blocks. So. That is a very big time public service announcement for us right now. So we'll work on that as multiple departments do have some outreach. And we'll make sure that our cities, our partners know. And certainly for properties that anyone can look and see if they're considered part of a in a flood potential map, to have flood insurance extra if that's a property with that you have with some risk is a very good idea. It's something you have to get separately. It's not normal, just homeowners property insurance. And so several important things I think that the county will continue to do our part to be prepared for whatever Mother Nature brings us in the next weeks. Within the next 3 weeks and then into June, that's the major time for the melt and the waters coming down, and we see that, we know that. So there is something that we can do, but there's also things that we want to be done right, and so it is something to be educated about. That was a big part of our meeting, and everyone is being very supportive, really proud of our public works, and honestly, they're not just suddenly looking into it. This is what they do all the time, year-round, for years and years and decades. So good for them, and we do support them and are grateful for them. With that, thanks to everyone for adjusting schedules yesterday, catching up today. The snow is beautiful. It was tricky for a while to get around safely and traffic blocked, so we made that choice to not have everyone coming in, hundreds of people, to add to that yesterday. Thanks for adjusting and appreciating getting the work done to make up for it. With that, we will adjourn, and it is 10:40. Thanks, everyone.